Reading from text number 21st. Tasmad gurum prabaddeta jigyasuhu shreya uttamam shabde parechanishnatam brahmanyapushamashrayah. Tasmad gurum prabaddeta jigyaso shreya uttamam shabde pare chanishnatam brahmanya upashamashrayam. Tasmad gurum prabaddeta jigyaso shreya uttamam shabde pare chanishnatam brahmanya upashamashrayam. Tasmad gurum prabaddeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde pare chanishnatam brahmanya upashamashrayam. Tasmad gurum prabaddeta jigyasam shreya uttamam shabde pare chanishnatam brahmanyopashamashrayam. Tasmat, therefore, Gurum, a spiritual master, Prabaddeta, one should take shelter of. Jigyasuho, being inquisitive. Shreyottamam, about the highest good. Shabde, in the Vedas. Pare, in the Supreme, Cha, and Nishnatam, perfectly knowledgeable, Brahmani, in these two aspects of the Absolute Truth, Upashamashrayam, fixed in detachment from material affairs. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarayanda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realize the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be bona fide spiritual masters. So we read the purport yesterday. We will begin from the second part. A bona fide spiritual master is one who is expert in all these subject matters, not by his personal imagination or speculation, but by mature understanding of the authorized Vedic literatures, which are the literary manifestations of the causeless mercy of God. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Ashaddhana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me. O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. Therefore, the spiritual master must awaken the disciple to the eternal existence of devotional service. The example may be given that in the early morning a mother may enter the child's room to wake him up so that he can attend school. The child does not want to go to get up, but the loving mother forces him to get up and sends him off to school to be educated. Similarly, the bona fide spiritual master awakens the sleeping soul and sends him to the Gurukula or the ashram of the spiritual master, where he can be trained in perfect knowledge. If the disciple has doubts about the value of Krishna consciousness, the bona fide spiritual master must dissipate those doubts by superior knowledge. One who himself doubts the authority of Krishna or Vedic knowledge cannot become a bona fide spiritual master. On the other hand, kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene nai jai krishna tattva vetta sei guruhar. Any human being from any social or economic status can become a bona fide spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jar dekhe tar kah Krishna upadesh, Amar agya guru haiya tar ei desh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Only by the order and authority of the Supreme Lord one can become a spiritual master, not by one's own so-called erudition. The duty of this bona fide spiritual master is to connect to Krishna. A scholar or meditator has no potency to connect another living being with Krishna if that scholar or meditator himself is not connected with Krishna. Although many sport fans attend gymnastic competitions and applaud at the exhibition of difficult calisthenic feats, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not a gymnastic spectator, and he does not applaud the calisthenics exhibited by the foolish persons in the name of yoga. Nor is the Supreme Personality of Godhead impressed by the mediocre attempts at philosophical speculation, since the Lord has already given his own opinion, Bhagavad Gita. Shunume paramam vachaha. The word of Krishna is paramam vachaha, the last word in knowledge. And Krishna says, Yad gyatva neha bhuyo nyat yatavyam avashishyate. When you know this knowledge, there shall remain nothing further to be known. Krishna has referred to his knowledge as Rajavidya, the king of all knowledge. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaidika Sadphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhyah Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kalidhvanto Ditaditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Matsangi Mangaro Man Mahadhana Madanistaraga Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadu Sadu Tadai Nati Nichichotaraka Khana Munchakada Chinmam Prema Ritakantayospura Hare Krishna. Please forgive my voice. I beg blessings from all the Vaishnavas to speak on such a very lofty subject. And last time it was glorification of Lord Krishna, and now it is the glorification of the Guru Tattva. You know, actually, Prabuddha is speaking about one of the Navayogendras, and he is speaking about how one can release himself from the mire of illusion and get real happiness. So the purport, this part of the purport has begun very nicely. A bona fide spiritual master is one who is expert in all these subject matters. Now, what are these all these subject matters? Just in the previous part of the purport, he is mentioning about what all things the living entity goes through and fixes himself into the illusion and gets entangled in the mire of illusion. Many things he wants to know, many things he wants to enjoy, and he gets caught there. Although he knows about the spiritual world, but somehow or other he is not able to make it. So here the acharyas are saying that the spiritual master knows everything. He is expert in all these subject matters. He is expert in the sambandha, understanding what the material world is, what the spiritual world is, and how I can, or how everybody can revive their relationship with the Supreme Lord. And what is the abhideya, what is the process required for each and every person, according to his ability, according to his capacity, and what is the prayojan? Very distinctly clear. You know, when it is said that everything, every knowledge is there in the books, in the scriptures, known by the spiritual master, that definitely does not mean that we are talking about the schedule of the railway stations. But whatever is required for one to break the cycle of birth and death and go beyond. An amazing example quoted here is about the mother who forces the child to wake up and go to school so that he can be educated and trained in life rather than just lazing out. So many times the spiritual masters, they take up the task of chastising, of correcting, of awakening the sleeping souls to the reality. And they do it in different unique ways, by which the person who is in illusion can be taken out from the illusion. In the first canto, we see how Srila Vyasadeva, the compiler of all the Vedic literatures, when in dissatisfaction, in lot of pain and dissatisfaction, as Sri Vyasadeva remembers his spiritual master, Narad Muni appears there, and Vyasadeva is praying to Narad Muni and is saying that, please, with all your enlightened knowledge, I can somehow or other, whatever I have accumulated, I am not able to discern why this dissatisfaction is there. And with all the scholarly erudition, I am not able to understand why this dissatisfaction is there. So please kindly help me. And you are, O Narad Muni, the best of the spiritual masters, because you know the essence, as the purport mentioned here, not by personal imagination or speculation, but by mature understanding of the authorized Vedic literatures. By the dint of his faith and service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his spiritual master, Narad Muni is addressed here by Vyasadeva by submitting to him that, you know, with all my scholarship at stake, I'm not able to understand why this dissatisfaction has come upon me. Please, please try to remove this illusion from my mind. So at that time, Narad Muni begins with a heavy chastisement. So we see here that Vyasadeva, although being in so much depression, with so much dissatisfaction, has approached the spiritual master rightly. On the other hand, we see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has, while talking to the Mayavadi sannyasis, he is mentioning Kiva Mantra Dila Gosai Kiva Tarabal Japite Japite Ami Hoila Pagal. He is saying, what kind of mantra have you given to me, O spiritual master, that as I am chanting, I am becoming more and more mad? So we see here a contrast, that Vyasadeva in a depressed state is approaching the spiritual master to understand what is exactly the truth. Please tell me how to clear this doubt. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing that in ecstasy also he is coming to the spiritual master. What is happening? So we have two extremes. One is depression and one is ecstasy. But in both, the spiritual master's intervention and spiritual master's clarification is required. Now, Ishwar Puri is knowing very well that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still he is telling that, oh my child, just go on chanting. There is nothing like chanting. I know that by just your chanting, you are going to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. So we see that one is avatar, Shaktavesh avatar, and one is avatari. But both by their examples have shown how the shelter of the spiritual master is inevitable in any situation. So what to speak of any situation between depression and ecstasy? The neglect of spiritual master has to be avoided at any cost. Sakshat Haritvedam. The spiritual master is mentioned by Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to be on the same level as God. Lord, by understanding and serving, Vyasadeva is mentioning that, you know, you are almost as good as God. You have achieved such amazing siddhis and amazing status that you can definitely help me in this situation. So please, tell me what is the reason of my dissatisfaction. And then we see how if one neglects the spiritual master, what can happen as he doesn't heed to consult a spiritual master. We see in the case of Bharat Maharaj, the fifth canto, it mentions in the 14th verse, 12th chapter, where Srila Prabhupada mentions that despite a very rigid life in devotional service, Bharat Maharaj did not consult a spiritual master when he became overly attached to a deer. Consequently, he became strongly attracted to the deer, and forgetting his spiritual routine, he fell down. Now, what are the qualities of Bharat Maharaj? It is said that his opulences were as magnanimous, as magnificent as the demigods. And he left all that, the kingdom, the opulence, just as if somebody answers the nature's call and doesn't even look back. That, you know, something belonging to me has been, you know, left. Not even looking back. With such detachment, Bharat Maharaj left and was practicing rigid principles of devotional service. Without deviating, he was following that. But because he did not consult the spiritual master, he got overtly attached to the deer. And because of which, he again took birth as deer. And again, as Jad Bharat. So in his discussions with Rahugana, Maharaj Rahugana, the first thing he tells him is, Rahugana itat tapasana yati nache jaya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasana eva jalagni suryair vina mahat pajaradho abhishekam. That lesson that he learned out of his mistake of not consulting a spiritual master went so deep in his heart that he is saying, Rahugana, whatever you do, if you follow brahmacharya, if you are a best grahastha, if you are a best sannyasi, if you do best austerity, whatever you do, the perfection of understanding the Supreme Person of Godhead will not come unless you smear the dust of the spiritual master, of the great souls, on your body. You know, taking the shelter, if you don't take the shelter of the spiritual master properly, your existence will be useless. Whatever you do, any tapasya you do, anything you do is of no use. Until and unless you receive the mercy of the Guru, it will be of no use trying to understand the absolute truth. Now, how do we understand the mercy of Guru? The mercy of Guru comes in many ways. And one who can digest that mercy of Guru, he comes out with flying colors in his own devotional service. When he can take that mercy which might come in a loving embrace or a loving chastisement, if somebody can take it in right spirit, his spiritual life blossoms and he attains such status which even the history glorifies. Now here we see Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva he compiled all the Vedic literatures, is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he receives such heavy chastisement, you know, you just, you know, you cannot take it, when, especially when you are expert into it, you cannot take it. You know, once in my college, when I was performing a particular, you know, a dance number, and I was into, and at that time, one of my you know, college professors that time, she just came and chastised me in such heavy way, and I was like, and she doubted my intention, you know, that I was, you know, that I was doing some illicit activity while dancing. So I was so shocked. I said, first of all, you know, you don't know D of dancing, and second of all, with so much sweat and, you know, hard work at my stake, you are blaming my intention. So it's like, you know, I was so shaken. Now it took me almost a week to come back to normal, you know, otherwise, because I said, how can somebody, you know, take, you know, give such a heavy feedback, and that also in front of so many people. So, you know, when I see here, you know, like Vyasadeva, such scholarly erudition. Now, to see apparently, Narad Muni has written, you know, what, probably one book, Narada Bhakti Sutra. And just he's spoken, he has given so many instructions. But here, Narad Bhakti Sutra, in here, he has written so many books. And when he is, you know, receiving that chastisement from Narad Muni, Jigupsitam, you know, that, you know, no, such a abominable activity that you have not glorified, although he has written so many things where he has written the glories of Krishna. But when Vyasadeva took that in the right spirit, you know, looking at all the apparent, you know, inabilities, he is looking at that instruction of the spiritual master, that yes, you know, this is, you know, a creator is very, very attached to his creation. You know, especially a painter, or a, you know, or any fine art. So if somebody, you know, just, you know, writes off his creation, you know, he just cannot take it. But here, Vyasadeva, you know, where all his creation has been nullified into zero, you know, he's sudden, in a sudden shock. Come on, you know, like all my life's hard work has gone into drain. But to come out of that and take it positive spirit and to rise again and ready to receive the mercy of spiritual master, that takes a lot of courage, and that takes a lot of humility and honesty. And that's why, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is called as, you know, a ripened fruit born out of the ripened maturity, you know, written the maturity of understanding of Srila Vyasadeva, which has, you know, for now eons will be giving the prime benediction of devotion service to the entire mass. Now when we talk about, this is about the mercy of spiritual master, but when we talk about the maturity of spiritual master, understanding the right time, place and circumstance to deliver the instructions, Srila Narad Muni gives us, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is the testimony to all the different instructions that Srila Narad Muni gives to different people in different ways, according to different understanding. To the Hariyashwas, he speaks in a very, very different, you know, the preaching style is so different. Giving a riddle, and just by giving the riddle, they solved the riddle and they understood. And then they took the path of renunciation. Then the Shavalaswas came, and to them, he just, you know, spoke very casually about, you know, your family collection, you know, Just follow your brothers. Why are you wasting time? And they followed the brothers. And to Prachini Barhishad, who was so much attached to the Karmakandi rituals, he had to, you know, formulate a story which, as at the end of the story, Prachini Barhishad understood, oh, is that me? You know, to indirectly give that pill. And then to Mrigari, he told Mrigari, why are you killing the animals half? Why are you half killing them? Kill them fully. Now, for a spiritual personality to tell somebody, kill him, you know, I mean, it can be a controversy. You know, how can Narad Muni say to kill him? But that was a precursor to the instruction, right, you know, to make him understand that what is the situation. Don't kill them half, kill them fully. And to Dhruva Maharaj, although he had a material goal, he gave him a spiritual goal by which very soon he'll understand the futility of his material goal. And to Vyasadeva, which such heavy chastisement, that different ways in which Shri Narad Muni has covered the preaching and instruction to different personalities is very amazing. As the purport describes, that one can dissipate doubt. He has the firm faith on Krishna and scriptures, and he has his authority, and he can understand not by his own erudition but by authority and order of Krishna. He becomes a spiritual master. Amar agya guru haiya tar ei desh. One who knows Lord Krishna to the best of his capacity, he can become the spiritual master. And then again, one who has connection to Krishna, everything is there, the whole gadget is working, but if the connection is not there to the server, you know, the major work cannot be done. So here the spiritual master is in direct connection to Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, there's a very beautiful mention of what is the importance of the acceptance of spiritual master. As for the acceptance of spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada is saying, that is essential. Because without the instruction of spiritual master, one cannot progress in the spiritual science. One should approach the spiritual master with all humility and offer him all services so that he will be pleased to bestow his blessings. Tatviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Upon the disciple. Because a bona fide spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. If he bestows any blessings upon his disciple, that will make the disciple immediately advanced without the disciples following the regulative principles. All the regulative principles will be easier for one who has served the spiritual master without reservation. In the 8th canto, Sri Prabhupada is mentioning when Brihaspati is speaking to the demigods, saying, ordinarily Bali and his forces could not achieve such strength, but it appears that the Brahmana descendants of Bhrigu Muni, being pleased with Bali Maharaj, endowed them with the spiritual power. In other words, Brihaspati informed Indra that Bali Maharaj's prowess was not his own, but that of his exalted guru, Shukracharya. We sing in our daily prayers, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi. By the pleasure of the spiritual master, one can get extraordinary power, especially in spiritual advancement. The blessing of spiritual master are more powerful than one's personal endeavor for such advancement. Narottam Das Thakur says, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriya Aikya Arana Kariho Mane Asha. So such is the shelter of spiritual master, if one takes, then it becomes easy for him to cross the nishayans of the material world against all the impediments and against all the kleshas. And not only that, if he advances, he can save himself and save others. So, in this purport, we discussed about how the spiritual master, by his dint of maturity and the sense of urgency, saves the lives of his disciples by intervening in their life and instructing them accordingly to their situation. And because of his connection to Krishna, can connect the disciple to Krishna by his instruction and by his guidance. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any questions or comments? Anandakodi Vaishnavarindaki, Srila Prabhupada ki.